This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9, and I'm in studio with the clarinet player and guitarist singer from Patinka Cha-Cha. How are you guys going?
Good, thank you. Pretty good.
That's good. That's the way. So I'm a huge fan of you guys because your music is so different. I was gushing to you earlier a little. I like something that is not the indie/electro outfits that are coming, that are plaguing Melbourne at this time. So tell me about how you stumbled across your unique sound.
How did it happen, Tash?
You're asking me? I don't know
what
anything.
What came across you?
Well, it's kind of hard to keep up to date. I don't understand how it happened either. Because when you asked a little while ago when we formed, it was 4 years ago when I was 16. And it was very different, as I was saying. It was kind of instrumental, two-piece, very ambient. And now I think back to that and I cringe.
No, but I still think that it has an element of that in a sense. And it's kept a really nice sense of that soundscapey feel.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to kind of not completely abandon your roots. But I guess it just kind of changes depending on the members of the band and what I'm listening to or what I'm studying and what's kind of going on in my life at the moment. But I'd like to think that the sound and the members, definitely the members, are something that will stay constant from now on.
Definitely. So you're 16, and you have you've just started a particular. No, you're not 16 now, but I'm flashback.
Back in time.
I'm flashback. So you're 16. You've just started your band, Patinka Cha-Cha. When, in the scheme of things, did you come along?
I think it must have been 2 years ago.
Yep.
So Tash and Martin were together for maybe 2 years, playing like little shows after dark.
Yep.
And then I came in, I think, to play like tambourine in a track. Just a little bit of tambourine.
You're a killer tambourine player.
Thanks.
Killer.
And then it sort of evolved from there. I started playing clarinet and working on songs with Tash, and it was really fun. We were like just best friends, and so I was always around when she was playing tracks.
Mm. Fantastic. And so did the fusion of your two musical genius come together, and what did you bring to Patinka Cha-Cha?
I don't know.
We had our thing when Ruby first joined the band. We had a bit of a thing like going on with our sound that you know, with her clarinet parts and our singing together. And now I guess it's changed again because Ruby went overseas for 5 or 6 months. So it changed a lot whilst you were away, didn't it?
It did.
One of the girlfriends, the girlfriend of our NPC player, said she misses a gig, and she comes to the show and thinks, ah, what's happened? New song. Oh, what's happened? There's a new member. I don't know what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, shaking things up is always a good way to go. So your EP Planets is not yet out now. So we're actually hearing it for the first time unmastered.
Yes.
Ooh. So that's very exciting. But are you pleased with it?
I think we're pretty happy with it. It was a really nice process working with Joe Hammond, who recorded it. Worked really closely with him. I think he had quite a lot of input.
He really did. I didn't expect him to have as much input as he did when we walked in, but he has great ideas, and he's just, yeah, we spent quite a bit of time with him, and yeah, he was just a really genuine, lovely man and helped us a lot with ideas, especially for the first track of the EP. Me and him kind of stayed up till 1 or 2 in the morning working on this track and editing drum samples from our drummer and, you know, thinking of ideas for it. And he was really, he pretty much co-wrote that song with me.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it was really, I think we're happy with it. The production is really amazing. Mm. And it's a good representation of what we sound like live.
Definitely
a better version of
really
what we sound like
tracks.
Live.
Yeah. He was so supportive as well, like to have someone who's actually really involved in the process, not just like standing back as engineering the sound.
Yeah. Well, and he was also really amazing at pushing us to get things right.
Yep.
And not just leaving it there. He'd say, close. Yep,
but not quite.
he's a bit of a perfectionist, and he's an amazing drum tuner, so that really helped out.
He did the drum tech for the Kid Sam album, so that's a nice little representation of how beautiful he can get drums to sound, so that was really wonderful to have him in on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's certainly a great EP. But you're saying that it's a good representation of what you sound like live, which is interesting because you actually have quite a few members. How do you find that you can get a sound that translates so well through different platforms, both on a CD and live with so many members? Do you find it hard to, you know, coordinate everyone to play? You know, your music's very ambient out there. How do you make it come together?
Sometimes it doesn't come together. I guess that's the case for a lot of things. But I think that's one of the exciting things about it is that there would just be, I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but I wouldn't have it any other way because I just think that everyone has such a unique, brings a unique sound and unique voice to the band. And it's just so wonderful working with so many talented people. And I think that's why it works, is because we all come from different areas. So three of us were studying jazz at VCA, and then our MPC player is a really big fan of hip hop. So, and Ruby's doing a Chinese medicine course. So it kind of, I think that's a really important thing to have everyone bringing their own part to the music.
Acupuncture to the music.
She gives us massages sometimes before shows.
So jealous. In fact, I'm actually just organized my own acupuncture for next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So, you know, I should have gone and got it from you and got like mates' rates now, but
not quite qualified. But
that's all right. Pin here and there. Yeah, needle.
That's it.
Anywhere, it does not matter. So, you were telling me before about you were doing a film clip, which is very, very exciting. Tell me about that.
Well, we were approached by the very talented animator Chris Parlow, who actually Parlow. I don't think he's listening, so that's okay. But yeah, he actually won the 2007 best Australian animation.
Wow!
At the Australian Animation Festival. So, yeah, we got this email from him and he wanted to do a video clip for a song off a very old EP called We Are the Knife, which was a song that we just heard. And I had a look at his work and I thought it was really great. And but the problem was that we kind of hated the recording of the track that we had.
Yeah.
So we needed to rush into the studio and get something fixed that we liked.
Yeah, and that's how we found Joe Hammond, and that's kind of how the EP started. We decided to just go forward and record another three tracks for it. And, yeah, Chris was really generous with his time and did it all voluntarily. And
it was really fun. We had dancers, like professional dancers, come in. It was all done through a silhouette, so we had these really incredible choreographed dance moves. And
yeah, Ruby wore a tutu. Yeah. It looks wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, tutu is very cool, particularly in silhouette. So I know that I'm dying to see the video clip, but I also like that it's probably the first instance I've heard where the video clip comes before the song.
Yeah.
But that's right. Patika Chacha ever shaking things up. So I just want to play another track from your EP, but I want to play my favourite track, which is Planets, the title track. I'm assuming that's on the EP.
No.
No?
Yeah, it is.
All right. My heart skipped a beat then. Why are you doing this to me this late at night? Okay, so which track is that?
Track three.
That's track three. That wasn't an interview question. That was a question because I genuinely don't know. That's the wrong CD player. So this is track 3, Planets, by Patinka Chacha. You're listening to Little Fish joined in studio with Patinka Chacha on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Little Fish on air at the moment with Hannah and Patinka Chacha on Joy 94.9. So we were just at playing the title track of their forthcoming EP. When's this going to be released, by the way?
September?
Yeah. I was going to say who knows, but I guess September.
But you should know. I should know. If anyone does.
Let's say hopefully September, because that's when we also start recording the album.
All right. Mm. All right. So things are in the move. For Patinka Chacha, but that's my personal favourite song of the CD. I was just saying before, that's made it into my personal collection. You know, there's work songs and home songs, but I like my dad went to, where is it, Castlemaine, and bought me like this chai tea thing, and so I brew it up with soy milk and listen to Patinka Chacha. I did it last night. Like, I'm not even joking. I have like my soy chai and my Patinka Chacha.
Should be our new quote, Patinka Chacha, listen to whilst making soy
exactly,
chai.
Exactly. In fact, they should actually have your, quote. No, they should have that on the back, like the brewing instructions, infuse for 2 minutes, put on Patinka Chacha, sit.
Nice.
But that's what I did. So tell me about Planets. Where did Planets come from?
I don't know how long ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I wrote it about my girlfriend.
Who is in the studio with us right now.
Being very supportive.
She is.
Yeah, most of the songs are about her. but yeah, it was just one of those hopelessly romantic moments. It's about a morning and a night. And it's pretty direct. The lyrics are pretty obvious, so I won't go into details because I feel like a bit of an silly Billy. But the chorus is about being, as I said, hopelessly romantic and assigning each other planets in the sky.
Oh, see,
it's beautiful.
Stars.
Yeah.
No, it is beautiful because I was just saying, you are world's best girlfriend. Boys Wanted, pop song written about me. We're discussing later, right?
Yes.
Because, yeah, it is a truly beautiful song and you have a very lucky girlfriend.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, you are. You know, you could say something over. She's just sitting there doing the silent laughter where you kind of cripple, but don't make any noise. But that's right. You're allowed to make some noise. We're on the midnight show, of course. So you're recording an album, you said before. So tell me about what's going on the album.
Oh, what's going on the album? So a lot of tracks that aren't on the EP.
Yeah, all the tracks that are on the EP, plus
So we're doing it with Nick Huggins, who recorded an album with a band that I used to be in, Suki, and he's just wonderful, has made a lot of albums that are my favourite.
Touch Tapist.
Seagull.
Kid Sam.
Artuto.
Nick Huggins himself.
So, yeah.
Well memorised. But we do love Nick Huggins. Yes, for any of those who are routine listeners, he also does a lot of... I reviewed him with Hulette at their album launch. He was the electro-cool guy I was talking about. Yes, so here he is again. His name just keeps cropping on up.
He recorded that album as well, I think.
He did, yes, he did. I'm like a beach shanty.
Yes. What?
I don't know.
I think there's like off side whisperings happening here.
No, so what tracks are on the EP? I mean, on the going to be on the album?
You're asking me?
Yeah, well,
you're
let's
a member
think
of the band.
So, Serpentine Gardens.
Snow Song.
Swans.
Swans, I was going to say that. Hail, Rain, Summer. Mm-hmm. Has already been recorded for the Two White Lakes October project.
Yes. Not sure when that's going to be released, actually.
October, probably.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay.
It was just recorded in October, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. yeah, so we got to work with Nick for that track and got a little taste of what's to come for the album. But for the album, we're going to get in string players and put to use our saxophonist who plays tuba and a number of other instruments, which I won't go into now, but he's very talented.
Wow.
If our sound needed to be any bigger, it shall be.
Add a tuba into the mix.
That's it. Yeah. Well, yeah. After Clang use tuba, don't they?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. They have a whole orchestra.
Fantastic. Well, that's very exciting. So that one is going to be out not for a while.
Next year sometime.
Next year?
Not too sure when.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So do you have any plans to tour with either Planets or this album?
Hopefully at the end of the year we'll do a little trip up to...
Up the coast.
Up the coast. Do some Sydney and some...
Brisbane.
I really like Tasmania. I'd like to go back there. But
yeah, we should go to Tasmania.
Tasmania. But there's so many of us, it's kind of hard.
It is. It is definitely hard. You'd need like more than one car or be seriously disobeying some seatbelt laws.
Yeah, or some expensive flights.
Yeah,
and
yes, expensive flights. But still could be kind of cool. Bizinga Cha-Cha wreaking havoc on the spirit of Tasmania.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I reckon you should tour. Besides, I can see you in Tasmania because your song Serpentine Gardens actually reminds me of Tasmania, sort of.
Cool.
It's kind of a bit, you know, I'm making hand movements at the moment, which you can't see. But it's, yeah, a bit eerie. But I'm going to play that one later on, except for I want to play right now. I think we're up to about track four.
Eyelash. This is, can I just say something quickly? This is just... This song's a little bit
does not represent our sound too well. I think is what Tash is trying to say nicely.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it works, but
Tash had some issues in the recording process with this song. a little bit of a breakdown in the studio.
I don't talk about it. A Tash tantrum.
Yeah. You have to have one whilst having a recording project. It was my little singer tantrum where I said, "Oh, I hate this song. It's all too jazz. It's too..." And then Joe Hammond labelled it a hilarious genre title, which I promised I would never let leave the room. I want to say, but I don't want to because it's so embarrassing.
But I think you should say because now it's like one of those things where I have a secret and I'm not telling you. So you have to tell me.
Exactly. What is it?
Jip-hop. Gypsy hip-hop.
Oh!
Terrible. Can you believe that I said that on radio? I can't.
I like it.
I hate it.
Fantastic. Well, here we go with the J-pop track here. I said it once, I promise. I'll never say it
ever again.
Never again. So this is Little Fish in the Studio with Patinka Cha-Cha on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Little Fish on Joy 94.9, and that was the final track of the EP by Patinka Cha-Cha, that is Planets, and that is to be out very shortly indeed. But we were talking just before in that break about other Melbourne bands, which you like and which you like to support. So hit me up, who do you like if you could see any band succeed other than yourselves? Who would it be?
Well, we've already listed all the Two White Lakes bands that we support.
So for a band that we've played a fair bit with and have also supported us, or we've supported them but have given us support, is Flying Scribble.
Yeah, they've been really, really supportive of us. And Louise has thrown so many shows our way and suggested us to a lot of different people.
Even just been lovely on the grapevine, getting our name out there. And
yeah. And we hope to do more with them, head up to Castlemaine and play a show and...
Mini tour.
I haven't spoken about that, but yeah.
Flying Scribble.
Everyone listen to Flying Scribble. Two very, very talented ladies.
Amazing.
All right, we'll see if we can get some of their tracks played.
Should have bought some.
Yeah, played on the rest of the show, but that's very, very good. Which I'll just ask one final question about your dream lineup. You can have anyone on your dream lineup. They can be dead. And the place, you can pick a place. It doesn't have to be legitimate. Go.
A place?
Yeah.
As place, in a venue?
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be a venue. If you can have a dream lineup playing any place.
So Tash is going to say Shower Warden.
Yeah, my brightest diamond, Shower Warden. But I don't know if I would because I'd feel so intimidated, but it would be amazing.
I needed time to prepare for this question.
Shower Warden, well, all the bands that I would say would be my dream lineup, I think that they would all just, they're just all so much more amazing than us. But if we were playing first, of course, in our amazing dream lineup, maybe like Efterklang.
Efterklang, definitely.
Just so I could see them live.
Or Mum. Or amazing live.
Yeah, that would be great. The National.
Maybe. Yeah.
Ruby doesn't like the new The National album.
Well, I haven't heard it that much.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Check on Joanna Newsom.
No.
Why do you like her?
You love or you hate her with Joanna Newsom?
I like
it. It's the voice.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
I just didn't like the new album all that much.
I love the new album. The arrangements were amazing. Yeah, we're just going on a rant. But is there anyone else you can think of?
Oh, I'm sure that there is. I've been listening to a lot of Mount Eerie. I think they'd be great.
That could be really cool.
Mad Villain.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Anyway, we could make a festival with the amount of bands that we love.
Fantastic. Now pick a place.
The moon.
The moon?
No,
have
gravity.
You been there? Oh, that could be
interesting.
I've always wanted to play somewhere really beautiful, like on top of a hilltop with an amazing... scenery. I know that sounds really silly and
no, I just got an image of that horrible, you know, that horrible The Darkness video clip where they're standing on all the cliff edges.
Oh, like. No.
But I'm sure that's not what you mean.
Somewhere outside. Although I do hate playing outside most of the time because...
What about in the desert?
Hair flies everywhere. That would be hot.
Okay, what about...
A rainforest if it worked with the electricals.
Oh, what about like the North Pole?
The North Pole? No, yeah, I think
it's like really big
play
puffy suits
gloves.
And
how do we play our instruments?
No, you could do it. You could do it.
I think that in this hypothetical, which I'm a huge fan of, logistics go out the window. So you know what? You could probably just do like rainforest on like desert. You just put like Uluru in the middle of a rainforest if you want.
Awesome.
And play on top of
Epic.
It with puffy jackets if you want.
With Efterklang and
With Efterklang
and an orchestra.
My Brightest Diamond.
Yeah.
Great gig. So. I think that if you want to see Patinka Cha-Cha playing in the rainforest on Uluru in puffy jackets with electricals that work with all the amazing bands aforementioned, you have to support them and come down to your next gig. Any new gigs coming up?
The Lifted Brow Residency, the 5th of August.
Yep.
Is that show? And I think that's with Flying Scribble. Which
there you go. That's two birds with one stone.
Perfect.
Listeners. Get down get down there and support two amazing bands. And I'm pretty sure that you'll get your money's worth. That's for sure. But I'm going to leave you now with the track Serpentine Gardens, which is the track that I originally heard of you. And I was just saying before, this is the same track that I've been playing off the Swan versus Raptor EP before, like, connecting the dots there and realising that it is one and the same person.
Swan versus... Yeah.
What was it like working, like, collaborating with those artists onto that EP? I just think it's a cool EP.
Quickly, so I don't take up your time. But, yeah, it was just... I think that... I mean, it wasn't really a collaboration... as much, it was more Dan kind of choosing artists he liked and putting them together. And I think that album is a reflection of the diversity of Dan Lewis's music taste.
Or also just the bands, independent bands going on in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah, that's, yeah, very true. And, yeah, Dan's just got a really great and eclectic taste in music. And so, yeah, his little label, Special Award Records, has released some really great stuff.
Most definitely. I just love how Nikki Webster can sound so good on a CD.
Lehman.
Oh, that's such a great track.
Yeah.
And I do like the R. Kelly Ignition redone as well as your own track, Serpentine Gardens, which is coming up right now. But thank you very, very much for joining me in the studio today. I'm very excited about it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So I hope, like, the best of luck with all your future recordings. You've been listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.